The Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. We're bringing you the electrical industry experts you need to hear to discuss the topics you need to know about.
Welcome to our Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider. We are now today together with Zoe and Amy. We will talk about sparks and talk about the female skills in our industry. So I am Vildan from Schneider Electric. I'm working as an electrician channel marketing manager. So let's start with the introduction.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm the managing director of SNG Publishing. SNG Publishing is the parent company of Sparks.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm an electrician based in the East Midlands, and I work alongside Sparks magazine supporting the competitions.
Thank you. So I just want to give the floor, Zoe, to talk about the Sparks and the CNG Publishing to understand more your business.
So yeah, SNG Publishing, the SNG stands for Supporting the Next Generation. We're a niche publishing house that holds skills, events and competitions all around the country. And our goal is to support, encourage and inspire the next generation of tradespeople. We do this in plumbing, we do this in electrical, we do this in other areas, but it's all really about giving all the information needed at the very start of a career being an electrician, and also explaining how far this career potential can go, giving them hints and tips on their courses, being able to test their knowledge. But then with regards to the competitions, very much about giving a national stage to the up and coming future talent coming into the industry, where we can build a sense of community, develop skills, and also work on soft skills such as confidence, and of course, allowing the next generation to network with fantastic manufacturers and wonderful role models within the industry who can really help them and encourage them with their fantastic career choices.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So can you give us more detail about the competition, as you mentioned, learner of the skills, the learner of the year and the female skills? You have two running competition, I think, every year you are doing it. And as a Schneider also, we are really happy to support you in this competition. We are a sponsor, headline sponsor of learner of the year, and also the one of the sponsor of the female skills. So could you give us more detail about this competition? How it starts, why you decided to make also the female skills competition?
Absolutely. So Learner of the Year has been going since 2010. It used to be called Apprentice of the Year. We actually changed it during COVID when a number of apprentices unfortunately lost their apprenticeships. So we moved it over onto Learner of the Year to make sure that it was fully inclusive for apprentices and full-time learners. The competition has six regional heats. We travel around the country, Southwest, Southeast, Midlands, Wales, Northeast, Northwest, and it is a full installation competition designed by NAPIT for Learner of the Year. They're in the bays for 5.5 hours in a real life situation, following a technical drawing and spec, and the judging is very real world judging. It's not just based on obviously accuracy, speed of installation, but also hugely on wastage and things like that, because we really want to nurture the best of the best coming through the industry. The six regional heat winners plus the highest runner-up, they go through to a grand final, which is held at the Schneider Electric Innovation Hub in Coventry, which is taking place at the end of April. Fantastic venue. We love coming along and just seeing everything else that Schneider does aside from the electrical channel. With female skills, it really has been the competition that was designed to make itself redundant to some degree. I've been talking to lecturers over the years about the competition. We've always had a huge amount of support for Learner of the Year. But unfortunately, we knew there was a number of females coming into the industry being trained up in the colleges, but we weren't seeing them come into the competition. And I just didn't understand why, because I was being told they were so good. And every time I spoke to a lecturer, they were just like, they don't want to be the only girl competing, that most of them are the only girl in the college. And I just thought, you know what, if it is a matter of confidence why don't we set up a separate competition to welcome them into the industry, to give them that sense of community, to work on their confidence, and to see if it works, with my end goal of basically getting them all into Learner of the Year. We set up Female Skills in 2023. I actually met Amy the year before, and we had a long chat just to kind of confirm everything that the lecturers had said to me. And I thought, you know what, let's give it a go. I do appreciate some people have said they shouldn't have their own competition. But for me, if it is genuinely that the reason they're not wanting to enter a competition is because it's confidence, why wouldn't we want to overcome that barrier? So we set up Female Skills in 2023. Last year, we did a Northern Heat, a Southern Heat, and then a Grand Final. Within 12 months, we've added in a second heat. So this year, it was a North, South, and Midlands, with the Grand Final taking place middle of April. But what was really fantastic from my perspective was the number of females taking part who said exactly that. Thank you for running the competition. I've never met another female tradesperson. We do the same for plumbing on the same day. So it really is about networking. And more excitingly as well, I'd hoped that we would get more girls come through into Learner of the Year. Our 2023 winner, Jane Thorpe, and runner-up, Jade Norris, both entered Learner of the Year in 2024, and they've both won their regional heats and are going through to the grand final at the end of April at Schneider in Coventry. And we doubled the number of female participants into Learner of the Year 2024 from 1 year of running Female Skills. And that was ultimately it. The whole competition goal is to get the best people into the industry, regardless of gender. We know that we're on the precipice of a massive skills gap. I'm thrilled that it's come together, and how enjoyable both competitions have been this year. Hopefully Amy will agree, but from my perspective, you know, it's just lovely to see so many enthusiastic, motivated, determined, professional people coming into the industry and being this passionate about it from the very start of their careers.
Yeah, definitely. Amy, do you want to talk about your experience in also this competition? We know that you are one of the judges in these competitions.
Last year, me and Zoe spoke a lot before the competition. And, you know, because it's the first year, I didn't really know how it was going to go and, you know, what it was going to be like. It was an incredible experience, and you know, it just goes to show the only reason that women or females aren't entering Learner of the Year is confidence, because as soon as Zoe set up the Female Skills, the two heats were full, and like she said, they've had to put on a third heat now because there's so many women that are entering, which is fantastic. Last year was an incredible experience to see the growth in these women, mainly like in confidence, from the, you know, when they first walked into the heat to the girls that got through to the final, it was just great. And then this year, I think the biggest thing was seeing those girls who won Female Skills then have the confidence to enter Learner of the Year and then go on to win their heats. It was just the perfect scenario, wasn't it, really? But yeah, I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Like Zoe said, it's great networking. I get to meet lots of great people. It's nice to see all the girls, whatever age, just, you know, mixing, sharing experiences and stuff, because you don't come across a lot of other women in this industry. And with social media, obviously, we all talk more. Like, I'm in touch with a lot more, you know, women in different trades now. But, you know, to actually get together, it's a really nice experience for everyone.
You know, another thing as well, Vildan, can I just say as well, I think the other thing that I've noticed from the competitions is how much the people that take part want to stay part of the journey and become role models for the future years. So we've had three regional heats this year for Female Skills and the six for Learner of the Year, but we've had a number of finalists from 2023 come to the 2024 heats. And we've got a number of the female finalists coming to the final as well, because they do want to encourage them. They do want to be there. They do want to be part of the journey. And I think this is what, again, is so, so powerful. And not just women supporting women, yeah? It is everybody coming along, like the lecturers, the dedication that is put in, but the amount of people wanting to be part of the journey. Amy, Gina York, Susie, Princess Spark, they've all come along to support different elements of the competition to really show, look, this is where you can go. This is what I did. This is my experience. And it's been lovely to really start to have more and more role models that, again, collectively we can show this is where we are. You know, Amy, how long have you been on the tools now?
Six years.
And that's the thing. We have such a wealth of experience and a wealth of, you know, we've got people that have been doing this for 20 years, got people that have been doing this for 6 years. We've got people that are maybe just now about to do their AM2 to get qualified. We've got people that have been on their own in business for a year. And that's the other thing. It really gives that experience and that exposure so that anybody coming in into the industry has somebody to ask, how is this for you? What can I do? And it means that it doesn't feel overwhelming.
You're right. Like, even with, you know, there was people that entered last year that didn't enter this year for whatever reason that still came along to support the competition because they know, you know, it's daunting. It's a big thing. And it was really nice to see some of those girls back, even though they weren't entered themselves into the competition. But, you know, just coming to share their face, you know, share their experiences and be there for the girls that had entered this year. It was really nice.
I think it's always nice for people to know, why do big brands like Schneider feel that these competitions are so important for the future of the industry?
As a Schneider, I can say that we are really happy to be part of this competition because you are also helping us to reach our young electricians, because it means that they are our future customers. So it's the one of the way to reach our younger electricians. So we know that the electrician universe is getting younger and younger. So it means that we have to reach our young electricians. We are colleges and we the spark, so it's really help us to support, and it really help us to understand also the young electricians, and also you are also giving us an opportunity to meet the lecturers, so it really help us to understand what they are expecting from manufacturer, from Schneider, and it's really on also it's giving us a chance to explain also the our products to lecturers, because it is not easy because they are working in a college, so we are giving them what is going on in the market, and we are giving them the information about our new the products. It really help us also to explain ourselves to lecturers, to young generation. So it's really 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 thank to you about this also the opportunity.
Oh, thank you for supporting.
Can I just say, while you're talking about lecturers, I was just going to say earlier, some of the lecturers that come along to these competitions just absolutely give you hope that, you know, the next generation of learners coming through are going to be improving all the time, just because I think a lot of people, I found when I was doing my podcast, when I started social media and stuff, have had bad experiences at college with their lecturers and their colleges for whatever reason, and I did myself, to be honest, but some of the lecturers that I meet at these competitions are hugely passionate. You know, they really care about these students and how well they do, and it's really inspiring. It's really nice to see, and it really does sort of fill you with hope that, you know, they're gonna do really well at college and then go on to have a good career.
And it's massive to note the lecturers and their own time that they give up, the extra hours, because doing the competitions like this, it gives potentially full-time learners the experience to have something extra on their CV when they go for an apprenticeship, or an apprentice to have that, do you know what, I took part in a national skills competition, and have that extra conversation point when they're going for their first job. And they are passionate and they are very busy. The demands in education are increasing. We're all aware of that. But I think this is why, again, it has to be a concerted effort between the learners, between the lecturers, between industry to say, do you know what? We have got a skills gap, but we know that if we invest in the future of the industry with the talent coming through, and we make them excited about all the opportunities that are available, but also give them not just the technical skills, but the life skills to be successful in the electrical industry. That's how we put together a very, very rewarding and fulfilling career. So it has to be a united approach. And to Schneider, to Amy, to our other judges, to our judging partners, NAPIT and NET, you know, this is really about getting all the big brands in the industry to stand together to say, we're going to do this. We're going to make sure that our industry is equipped to go through all the future energy transitions that are on the horizon and that are coming through. And it's just inspiring to be a part of. And, you know, from my perspective, just a massive thank you to everybody that supports Sparks and supports all of our competitions.
So do we get any feedback from the apprentices about this competition, how they feel to see the manufacturers in these competitions, to see how they feel to see Schneider in this competition, in their college, how they feel?
From the entrants, from the competitors? Yeah, no, they love it, because sometimes as well, a lot of the colleges, because of budgets, don't have accessibility to the newest equipment. So when they come in and they install the new product, they talk to the manufacturers, they talk to the judges, and then obviously you guys very generously give a lot of product that's been used in the competitions back to the colleges. It's a great way to filter it through so more people can be using the latest technology, the latest products, and they're very, very grateful for the support and the contacts to be able to come back to you if they have questions about new things happening. Obviously, you're supporting our Sparks Education Renewable Expo in May, which is happening at New Suffolk College. Again, they're very, very excited. We've got about 400 people coming on that day just to talk about the future energy, the transitions that are happening, the renewable side of things. And yeah, people are really excited to really understand the next step in the industry from Schneider's perspective and from other exhibitors' perspectives.
That must be so like Christmas Day for the colleges to receive all that product. It might not seem a big thing to some people, but when I was at college, the materials we had to use and the tools and stuff were extremely poor. You know, they'd been used for years and years and years. The materials get reused for I don't know how long. So you feel like you're budging, especially now, because now that, you know, when you're experiencing, you know more, you look back, you know, oh God, you look back at your photos. And so, yeah, that must be literally like Christmas Day for the colleges to receive all that lovely new product.
And, you know, it's hard, isn't it? We know we've got this big skills gap. We know that the colleges are under pressure financially. There's budgets being cut, but then there's more and more asks of them. And it is hard. And there is this gap between industry and the colleges. And again, this is a small step to just giving more and more support to really get the best equipment into their hands and to upskill the next generation.
What do the apprentices go on to do? For example, do they go into a work or with the other companies, or do they continue their further educations?
I think it's really a mixed bag. You know, we have a lot of full-time learners that sometimes go and get an apprenticeship. We have a lot of apprentices that then will either stay with the company that they did their apprenticeship with, or potentially go and work for themselves. It really is a mixed bag, and it can vary a lot geographically. Amy, what was your experience?
Well, I was a full-time learner. So when I finished college, I really struggled to get a job, to be honest. I really struggled to get someone to take me on. And I needed, obviously, that sort of on the tools experience. I finally got a job as a mate, as an electrician's mate, and just worked my way up from there. I worked with four different companies over 4 years, so I could get an experience in different areas. And then I just felt ready to go on my own. I think with being that bit older, I was probably a little bit more ambitious to move a bit quicker than if I'd done this sort of, you know, 10 years earlier. but I've not looked back. So yeah, then I just went on my own, and it's just got better and better from there. But yeah, people, I mean, the routes vary from how you train. I think it's nice if you're lucky enough to get an apprenticeship and then to qualify and continue with that company. I feel like that would be like your ideal, like your perfect scenario. But yeah, it all depends on companies and age and all sorts of things.
So the question is to you, if the people, young electricians or the other electricians, if they want to reach us and if they want to attend this competition or the industry, what they should do, where they can find this information?
I think the first thing would be definitely to reach out to local colleges, to talk to the career advisors. A number of the colleges offer open evenings where they can go in and actually meet the electrical lecturers and look at the electrical departments, and also talk through the wider opportunities, because that is something as well to be aware of, that you might do your electrical installation qualification, but then also look at all the other opportunities that can stem from it as well. Obviously, from our perspective, check out Spark's website and check us out on social media. There's lots and lots of information there about news in the industry, assistance and hints and tips for your course. And then, of course, about our competitions or our renewable expos, if you'd like to be involved in any of those.
Yeah, definitely. And also the our listeners, you can find all the links here. We will share the links with you. And also you can reach Spark website and also the My Schneider website. You can see all the details about the new products, about the industry, all of them related with the electricians. And you will find also the latest competition. And we are also working with Spark. So you will see how we are giving support to Spark for the whole journey.
Can I just say one more thing? If you are a learner or an apprentice, or you know, male or female, and you're thinking about entering the competition, you're not quite sure, please just enter. It's absolutely just the most fantastic fun. You know, there's so much support on the day. You get to meet amazing people. There's great prizes for grabs, which is always good. And yeah, it's just fun. It's just a really, really good experience. So, you know, there's lots of support. If you've got any questions before you know, if you're thinking of entering or whatever, then you can get me on Instagram. Just drop me a message. I'm happy to chat to anybody that that is interested.
And I think that's the big thing that Amy's saying, the support, it really is there. I'd say the hardest part or the biggest barrier for the competition is that first step of saying, do you know what? I want to have a go. I want to be involved. I assure you it's worth it. We have so much fun on the day, and the transformations that we have seen of the people taking part, it's so empowering and inspiring. And the only barrier is, do you want to take part? We make sure that everything else is accessible. It's completely free to enter. As Amy said, there's some fantastic prizes just for taking part. And we'd love to meet you. Please come along. Who knows where it could go? This could be the start of something really, really exciting for your career journey.
And there's lots of pizza. Schneider buys.
There is lots of pizza.
Maybe you will enjoy. Okay, thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening to us. So thank you, Amy and Zoe, to attend us for this podcast. And hope to see you again and hope to talk with you again.
Thanks, Bilda.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you are enjoying this show, please leave a review. Hit subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes.